Alex Birkin is turning me on?
What?
You know what? Before the weekend, this time on Friday morning last week, we announced our Jingle Ball concert. We started with New York and Z100. Then we went to Philly, Q102, and then we went to Miami, Y100. And we're going to all three. These are all three our shows. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. And by the way, if you have a Capital One card, you can start purchasing tomorrow morning at 10 in all three of our favorite cities. New York and Philly and Miami, as far as Jingle Ball cities go. So, yeah, the other Jingle Balls, ignore those. These are the three you want to focus on. Those are the ones. I don't care if anyone has a problem with that. We're very proud. These three shows, incredible. Mm-hmm. They really are the triple crown. Is that what we're calling it?
Sure.
There you go. The triple crown. Mm-hmm. How was your weekend? I know that Danielle spent a low-key weekend at the house. Yeah. It was kind of a misty it was tinkling all weekend.
I started the decorating. You know, it takes me more than one day for the Halloween decorations. So, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Very good. I know this weekend, Gandhi, you had some friends in town. And I'm hearing that you had probably one of your favorite weekends of all time this past weekend, right?
I had such a good weekend. My best friend Kyle was in town from Philadelphia. And I love him so much. And it was just the perfect reset that you need to, like, laugh with your friend until you cry all weekend. We went to Emilio's Bellotto. It was amazing.
Oh, God. I love Emilio's Bellotto.
We ate ourselves to death. We had to be rolled out of there. It was so bad. And then we went to a drag show at the Mercury Lounge, and it might be the wildest drag show I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
Well, you sent some... Yeah, she said, Danielle, Gandhi sent me some video from that drag show at Mercury Lounge. It looked kind of sick. I don't know. I mean, in a fun way, maybe, you know.
Well, the part that I sent you was shocking. It was, and if I say something is shocking, I feel like my sister would have passed out immediately.
I mean, the drag queen actually left something on the stage. Is that what I saw?
Yeah. I mean, multiple things were left on the stage. Dignity left everywhere.
What?
It was crazy. All right.
Wow.
We had a great time. And then the next day, we went to an Indian buffet, and then we got massages, and then we went to dinner. We just had the greatest weekend. It was awesome. Even though it was disgusting outside.
You know, when it comes to food buffets, Indian, in my opinion, is the only one I'll go to.
Yes. Same. And by the way, this one is at this restaurant that's very close to me. That's a very nice restaurant. And it was like the greatest dreamy buffet ever.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Right
love
down the street. Buffet.
Wow, there
we
you have it.
We got that Spice Cafe. Is that what it's called? The one that you buy in the store, the Indian food you buy in the store?
Oh, yeah.
We got the tikka masala.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Masala. Tikka masala.
Oh,
yeah, hold on. Don't be Italian saying masala.
Masala. It was tikka masala, right? It was so good. And Preston, my son Preston, loves spicy stuff. You know, he loves Indian food. And anytime he can have it, he's excited. So I said, well, I got to go and get some more of this. I think you're the one who told me about Spice Cafe.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. I have Spice Cafe in my freezer as well.
That's so good.
You guys have to come out to Jersey City. You'll love this place.
Yeah.
We'll do it. Yeah. By the way, next time your son comes into town, Gandhi and I have an Indian joint to take him to.
Oh,
yes, we do.
Well, you know where he wants to go, the one you took me and Gandhi to the other night.
Well, that's our Indian joint.
Yeah, that's where he wants to go.
The Tamarind is the name of it. It's fantastic. let's see. Over the weekend, I went up to June Farms and hung out with my friends. We drank too much. We laughed a lot. You know, hung out with little piglets and cows and goats and chickens. And we were having, they set up this bar on the far back end of the farm in the chicken coop. They call it the coop.
Yeah.
And our friend Layton was pouring up cocktails and the music was playing. It was just a great weekend. It was just
the
awesome
chickens
weekend.
And the coop and the cocktails.
Oh, we were just messed up. It was just a great weekend. We had a lot of fun.
Well, you had the cocks in the coop and the cocktails.
Yes.
Hi-oh.
Hi-oh.
I did. Hey. As in chickens or roosters, right?
Yes.
Roosters?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Just checking. Yes. Froggy, of course, you had a busy weekend in Florida. Even though you were in Jacksonville and you guys were spared a lot, you were keeping an eye on all of Florida and of all the radiating states with Helene rolling through, right? That was your weekend?
Yeah, lots of damage in the Tampa Bay area where we're from. Lots of our friends and family lost. They lost all of their belongings, their homes. Some of them they'll be able to fix, but they lost all of the contents inside. So we spent a lot of the weekend doing that. On Friday night, though, I went to like a 90s rebirth. I went and saw Collective Soul, Edwin McCain, and Hooting the Blowfish with Darius Rucker. It was a great show on Friday night. And then yesterday was a boat day. Went out on the boat. It was beautiful here in Jacksonville yesterday. So it was a nice weekend.
Yeah, we had a lot of misty, icky weather here in the New York area over the weekend. But where we were, upstate, well, not upstate, but towards upstate, was just beautiful. And then, of course, as we drove back home yesterday, it was nasty again. Yeah. there was definitely a line right around Woodstock, New York. That's where the sunshine began. Let's do Danielle's report, then let's go around the room. Okay. We got lots going on here. We'll start with you. Danielle, what do you have on your list?
All right, so New Kids on the Block have extended their Las Vegas residency, the right stuff, because of people wanting more. It will be 8 additional shows through February 2026. So, of course, you can go to Ticketmaster and check out if you want to go to one of those. So did you know The Rock has never done the show Hot Ones? If you don't know what Hot Ones is, it's where Sean Evans, the host, has guests eat hot wings, and as they get, you know, through the whole show, the wings get hotter and hotter, the questions get tougher and tougher, and you have to answer these questions while you're eating these hot wings. Anyway, they've been trying to get The Rock to do it. He said the closest he's gotten was when The Rock said to him, hey, I'll do it, but instead of wings, you got to do grilled salmon strips. And then he was like, well, maybe we could do that. But then, unfortunately, The Rock has not gotten back to them. I don't think we're going to see him on that show anytime soon. So
yeah, it's about chicken wings. Yeah,
exactly. Lotto, she is so cool and did such great things for her fans. So she gave a woman $10,000 after she was fired from Waffle House. Now, the woman apparently got fired after she took part in Lotto's Brokey Challenge. The challenge had all the fans making videos dancing to her song Brokey. And the woman, I guess, did it from her point of view at the Waffle House where she was working. I guess she got in trouble. She wound up losing her job. And so Lotto came forward and gave her $10,000, which I think is pretty damn cool for her to do that, right? Pretty cool.
Give Lotto our numbers in case they fire us for doing Brokey.
Chapel Rome announced that she will be pulling out of the All Things Go Festival this weekend. She said she needs to focus on her health after an overwhelming few weeks. She says, I apologize. She really wanted to see everybody, but she has to prioritize her health. And I know she's been very open about her mental health and how, you know, being famous has affected her. So, of course, our best is going out to her. George Clooney selling his L.A. estate for $14.5 million. Okay, so he bought this from Stevie Nicks back in 95 for $2.2 million.
Wow.
And he now is asking for $14.5 million. I know, but it's
worth it. It has George Clooney stank all over it.
I guess so. I mean, he's had it for a long time. So Johnny Depp, we know he's not going to be Jack Sparrow anytime soon in the movies, but he will do it for the kids if they need him. So he put the entire garb on, including the eyeliner, the dreads, everything, and he went to Children's Hospital in San Sebastian, Spain, and he took time to meet with the kids and be there for the kids and put smiles on the kids' faces. I thought that was pretty cool. So Keith Urban was on the Kelly Clarkson show, and he said, yep, I failed music in high school. It was music theory. He said, I never learned to read music, so his teacher had to fail him. And look where he is today, guys. Yes. Mm-hmm. He is doing just fine. And Prince's house from Purple Rain, not Prince's real house. It's the movie house, his character's home. In honor of the movie's 40th anniversary, will be offered as an Airbnb. It's in Minneapolis, obviously. It's been transformed into a shrine for the movie and to Prince himself. There's a lot of really cool things in there. There's also a secret door that leads to a room filled with treasures. And Wendy and Lisa from The Revolution actually helped to set all this up. And they're offering 25 one-night stays between October 26th and December 14th. So, of course, you can Google that if you're interested. What are we watching? Monday Night Football. You got the Lions. You got the Seahawks. Price is Right, The Voice, All-American Homecoming on tonight. And, of course, a little Watch What Happens Live. And that is my Danielle report.
Oh, also during the weekend, Scary represented us at Staten Island Zoo. Thanks to our friends at Northwell Health, they presented one of those big, gigantic checks to the zoo to redo Northwell Health reptile wing.
The reptile
house. Yes, that's it.
Yeah, Northwell Health is presenting the reptile wing. But the check was for the Car Crushes Cancer fundraiser, which your husband, Alex, is doing in advance of Men's Health Awareness.
Wait, hold on. I'm getting all my checks mixed up. Now, so we Northwell Health helped rebuild and renovate the reptile wing.
Right. Yes.
And also, we're already ready to kick off Movember with Northwell Health as well, with Alex?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Car Crushes Cancer, yeah. Right. How cool is that? So that was a lot
of fun.
We got
to get some more of those giant checks. We're giving a lot of those away these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, Movember, it's basically here. we're taking care of men's health, not only through cancer, but also through mental health. And is anyone going to grow the mustache out this month? I am.
I just posted, Elvis. I'm doing it. Look at this. I'm already getting it in there.
Look at Danielle is already doing it, too.
I know, but you know, I've been doing mine for years.
Nice.
Wow.
Thanks for participating in Movember.
You're welcome. Anything for you.
Nate, are you jumping the gun? It's not even October.
Well, you're technically supposed to have a fresh face at the beginning of October, but I need a little bit of a head start. Okay. So I plan on it by the end of Movember. I plan on having the like curls at the end.
Oh, geez.
All right.
Sick.
You know, like
we should with the wax.
Villain? Yeah.
The
no,
wax.
Wait. We should all do it, and we can have our own barbershop quartet. That would be stupid. All right. Well, Movember coming up. Thanks to Northwell Health, and of course, you guys representing on our behalf at the Staten Island Zoo this weekend and the Reptile Wing. Thank you so much, Scary.
You're welcome.
Around the room, let's go. We'll start with Danielle. What's on your mind today, Danielle?
So we started putting up the Halloween decorations yesterday, and I swear it's like this weird euphoria that goes through my system when I start taking
you
them
get
out of the
high.
Box. When I assemble my Jack Skellington animatronic, which is life size, and he's ready to go, and I turn his little volume up, and he says, "Hello!" And he starts talking. I'm like, "It's my season! I am so excited!" And tomorrow is October 1st, which means nobody can tell me squat anymore, that I'm too early, this, that, and the other thing. So, stick it in your pipe and smoke it as of tomorrow. So here we go. Let's do it.
I like that you're threatening us all with Halloween.
I know. Yes. You're going to love it.
Too bad. I'm going to shove it down your throat. You got no choice.
Exactly. It's the last thing you do. You're going to love my Halloween. Hey, producer Sam, what's going on with you today?
So over the weekend, my husband and thousands of other people ran the Jersey City Half Marathon. And William did great. His time was like 7 minutes and 44 seconds per mile, which is awesome. But the best part of the entire thing was the winner, who smoked. He was ahead by 90 seconds, which is an eternity in race time. And he was 40 years old. The number one runner in the Jersey City Half Marathon was 40 years old, and he just left everyone in dust behind him. So if you think you're too old to accomplish something, you are probably wrong. I love that man so much. It's not about my husband. He could step aside. Good for that guy.
Wow, look at that.
So incredible.
Well, tell Will we say congratulations. We'll back him, even though you won't.
Sure. Okay. You guys can have him. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Hey, what about you, Straight Nate? What's on your mind today?
Okay. I found this deck of cards. I can't remember who gave it to me as a gift, but it is dog breeds. So for dog lovers?
A dog breed cards?
Yeah, which then I started to think about it. The hierarchy of dogs, right? You have all these dog breeds. I'm like, okay, well, which one's the king, the ace, the whatever? Guess who the King of Hearts is? It's
who's that?
The Schnauzer!
Oh, yeah. My little
buddy. I was
buddy.
Just so happy to see that. And, you know.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry for all the Shiba Inu fans because you're the Joker.
Something to get said for that.
King of Hearts is your Schnauzer.
Aww.
Thank you for pointing that out. I love my Schnauzers even more now. I'm going to go upstairs and tongue kiss them in a few minutes. Froggy, what's on your mind today?
You know, I've always been convinced that Amazon's just out here creating days for us to buy crap. And sure enough, now this year, did you know there's a whole another round of Prime Days coming?
Yeah, in October.
Yeah, so usually it's just in June or July. But no, now this year they got a whole another round. So October 8th and 9th. And there's like all these early Prime Day deals. Like, why don't they just, I mean, pretty soon it'll be a Prime Day once a month and we'll just be buying crap that
we don't
need.
That would be awesome. A Prime Day once a month?
Danielle,
I know,
you're
but
buying stuff you don't need.
Is it as special if you do it all year long rather than just once?
No.
And it started out, it was one Prime Day. It started out, I just went back and looked at the history of Amazon Prime Day deals. It was one day, then it went to 2 days, and now there's four. So where do we stop?
I don't know.
Every day's Prime Day around here.
Buying crap we don't need.
Oh, yeah. Every day. Well, thanks for the warning. October, what, 8th, I believe?
October 8th and 9th. I saw the other day, Shaquille O'Neal says he spends $1,000 a day on Amazon. $1,000 a day.
What the hell is he doing? What is he buying?
Please. I've got him beat. Hey, Scary, what's up with you today?
Well, if you're a New York Mets fan like me, you would never, ever... It wouldn't be a Mets season, let's say, without digging ourselves a hole and leaving things to the last minute and being on pins and needles, waiting till the very last minute to see if we're going to make the playoffs or not. That's so Mets. So today, we're playing the Braves in a doubleheader. All we have to do is win one out of the two games, and we clinch a playoff spot. Okay. We got
it can
this.
Happen.
We got this.
Yeah, you're going to happen. You're good.
Okay. One out of two, guys. Here we go. Oh, my God. And let's go Mets.
Okay.
I'm nervous, though. I'm nervous.
I can tell. You seem to be a bit anxious.
Because the Mets have been known to blow things.
Okay. Thank you. They may blow them. Hey, Gandhi.
Hi.
It's all you now. What's on your mind today?
All right. On Friday, I told you guys all that Hertz, the rental car company, was trying to screw me out of $2,400. Well, they made it right, and I think it's only because of this show.
Oh, nice.
I have been going back and forth with them for so long, but as soon as I brought it up here, somebody reached out to me from corporate customer service. Regardless of what happened, Maisha from corporate customer service at Hertz was amazing, and they did make it right. They fixed everything. They honored the contract that I had. So, you know, you have to catch people doing things right also, right, Elvis?
You know what? Yeah, catch people doing things right.
She did it right, so thank you.
All right.
We're all good now.
Hold on. I got to add Hertz back to my list of things I love.
Nice.
Loving my Hertz. All right, there you go. Then thanks for pointing that out, you know?
For sure. I appreciate that they fixed it.
I appreciate they fixed it, too, because it was like $2,400, right?
Wasn't
it?
Oh, my God. Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Well, let's get into the three things we need to know since Gandhi's all warmed up, ready to go. Gandhi, what's going on?
All right. Longshore workers along the East and Gulf Coasts are set to go on strike just after midnight tonight if no deal is reached with the International Longshoremen's Association. What does that mean? A lot of holiday items could be held up. A prolonged strike could lead to shortages of chocolate, alcohol, fruit, and some cars. A strike could also mean higher prices. Representatives for the workers say a one-day shutdown takes about 3 to 5 days to recover. President Biden told reporters over the weekend he won't break any strike that happens. The union is demanding significantly higher wages and a total ban on the automation of cranes, gates, and moving containers in the loading and unloading of freight.
Wow.
The devastation, we know, widespread and extreme in the wake of Hurricane Helene. At least 90 deaths have been reported in the southeast as a result of the storm. Over 1,000 people are currently unaccounted for. North Carolina's governor says help is on the way to people who have been impacted by the catastrophic flooding and that the state's National Guard will be airlifting supplies to counties in Western Carolina. People are really desperate for help. It is bad. We always tell you redcross.org if you can donate. Experts are saying the reason this one has been so bad is because of climate change. Warmer ocean waters contribute to the formation of storms, and with that warmer water comes stronger storms that are able to develop and intensify a lot more quickly. And finally, a class action lawsuit against Breyers Ice Cream has reached a settlement of $9 million.
What?
The company allegedly falsely advertised their Breyers natural vanilla ice cream flavor as having real vanilla in it. Ice cream shoppers who bought it between April 2016 and August 2024 can now get up to $8 back. The court will pay consumers $1 per carton of Breyers natural vanilla ice cream for up to 8 claim forms. To qualify, customers have to submit proof of purchase, and consumers with valid receipts can submit up to 8 of those claims because apparently they weren't really using that natural vanilla. And those are your three things.
Thank you, Gandhi.
Hey, it's Nicki Minaj.
What's up? It's the Kid Laroi.
This is Rihanna.
Hey, this is Lady Gaga. Ooh. You're listening to Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
With Wendy's Breakfast Burrito is everything you want for breakfast. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, bacon, or sausage, all rolled up into one warm tortilla. Want the boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's at participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you missed our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One,
Las Vegas makes some noise.
You can now watch the best moments exclusively on Hulu, beginning Monday.
All right, you guys are up for a party, I can tell.
You'll see the biggest festival headliners from around the world assembled on one stage, on one show.
This iHeart energy is so incredible.
Big Sean, Camila Cabello, Doja Cat, Dua Lipa, Gwen Stefani, Halsey, Hozier, Keith Urban, New Kids on the Block, Paramore, Shaboozy, The Black Crows, The Weeknd, Thomas Rhett, Victoria Monet, and a special performance by Coldplay's Chris Martin.
Thank you to iHeart and everything for having us.
This is the only time you will see a lineup of superstar performers like this on one stage, on one night.
Get louder than ever.
See it all at our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One.
Streaming only on Hulu, beginning Monday.
Yes, I can see you.
a diva. I feel the same and I wanna meet her, meet her, meet her. They say she low down. It's just a rumor and I don't believe her, believe her. They say she needs to slow down. The baddest thing around town. She's nothing like a girl you've ever seen before. Nothing you can compare to your neighborhood. I'm trying to find the words to describe this girl without being disrespectful. The way that booty moving, I can't take no more. Had to stop what I'm doing so I can pull her close. I'm trying to find the words to describe this girl without being disrespectful.
100 Morning Show.
Okay, check it, out. It's Santana again, stepping now. One of them brand new big boy toys. I do big boy things, I make big boy noise. Cause I know what girls want, I know what they like. They wanna stay up and party all night. So bring a friend.
Let me talk to you, tell you how it is. I was thinking when I started about it. Gotta get started, tell her what the young boy gon' do. Damn them chicks with you, gotta be a king. Stay pretty thick with a kick, that's sick. That's need to be hit, so tell me what y'all gon' do.
I got friends and you got friends. They hop out and you hop in.
She won't stop doing that. Plus, I heard if you could dance, you could bump. Well, dance time is up. Let's go, let's go. Yeah. We could get it in. Yeah. We could get some friends. Do it like the Yin Yang Twins. Star whispering. Wait till you see my let me fall back. You ain't ready for all that. Have you sleep late, real late? Yeah, taking them long nap. You tell your friends to get with my friends. We could be friends. Switch and meet friends.
Switch.
We could do it all night long and to the clock hit morning. You dig?
He's a man.
It'll get worse.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Over the weekend, of course, the big, big, huge headline news was all about Helene and rolling through Florida and all the way up into other states and just devastation. One of our favorite cities in Florida, of course, is St. Pete. And our friend Francine is there, and she says this is the worst storm she has ever seen. Hey, welcome to the show, Francine. Thank you for being on with us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, good morning, Elvis. Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much.
Well, I want to talk to you because you were there, and you've been through a lot of storms living in Florida, I'm assuming.
Yes, I've lived here for about 20 years now.
Right, and you're saying this is the worst you have personally ever experienced.
The worst I've ever seen. I don't think anybody realized that it was going to be this crazy with this storm surge because people's houses got flooded. Like you've never seen before, and it's just, it's crazy. I mean, everybody, you know, you prepare for a storm, and then all of a sudden this, this Helene was a, she was a monster.
Wow. Now, I know that we've seen tons and tons of things on TV, on news. What did you personally witness that really just, I'm sure it was unbelievable for you, but this really moved you, in a frightening or scary way? Anything you saw?
So, yeah, a few things. So, you know, the winds, just hearing them, it was just crazy. And then people close to me, like one of my very good friends, her, and she stayed in a different area and came back to her home, and her entire house was flooded out. Her car was flooded. And she lost everything, and just, you lose it all. And just being close to somebody like that, it's just, it's wild. And it's just, wow. You don't think, you know, you're not right. She wasn't even right by the ocean or anything like that. So it's like, you know, it's just crazy. And people having, you know, my husband, where he works at, there's an elderly community and they're on the water. There's people on oxygen machines and things like that. They lost power. The elevator, they couldn't get out. The National Guard was there. Like, they're flooded and they still don't have power. And cars flooded out, people trying to start their car, and the two of them caught on fire.
Yeah.
Just craziness.
They said people had left their houses and they left their cars plugged in. They didn't unplug the car. And when salt water reacts with those lithium batteries, they can explode. And that's why a lot of houses, they burn to the ground, because there was nobody there to put the fire out when it started inside.
Wow. Didn't even think of that. That's a new story in people's lives. Electric car just plugged into the garage. Hey, you know, years ago here in the New York area, we had Sandy, Superstorm Sandy, and a lot of our friends who live nowhere near the ocean. I mean, they had fish flopping in their front yard. These storm surges are a big, scary deal. Now, of course, we naturally go to Red Cross, redcross.org, and we donate money because they are on the ground there and everywhere that Helene hit. What have you seen personally, Francine, that you think, God, people really need this? They need this in their lives right now, and it's something you never thought of before. Is there anything like that?
So, yeah, so there, so like I said, I was talking about where my husband works. It's an area where it's an older community, but there's a lot of buildings. So people were bringing food in, free food and help like that. excuse me. Also my school, my kids go to a little Catholic school. So they, you know, our principal sent out like a GoFundMe because a lot of those families lost like everything, like uniforms, books, like all those things. So people are just now kind of starting, you know, the dust is starting to settle a little, so people are just kind of coming together and helping, and it's just crazy, you know. And it's even you guys probably may have even seen in the news, but even in Pinellas County where I'm at, there was, you know, like 9 deaths, and 5 of those were people that drowned in their own house. Like, ooh. It's crazy.
Wow.
Like, you would never think, you think you're safe in your home, you know, but drowning in your own home, like, it's just, it's crazy.
Something you just can't even imagine. And then when you hear the story, you still don't believe it's true, but it's very true. Francine, thank you for your time, and thanks for being a good friend for your friend.
Oh, I love you guys.
And, well, we love you, and all the best to you, and we're always here. Text us like you did before, and it was great speaking with you, Francine. And go have a good day.
Oh, I love you guys so much. Thank you for all you do for everybody. We love you so much. Have a great day. Take care.
You too. Thank you. Wow. So there, redcross.org.
Wow.
It can hurt to go in there and do what you can do. And we'll all be there today. A lot of people have been texting in all morning from all over that part of the United States. And it's a major, major, major moment in their lives that will affect them forever, right?
Yeah.
As we get back into the work week here, I know I'm just hearing bits and pieces of things that happened in the New York area and around all across the country over the weekend. I know that we're about to get sound on with Garrett. And at the very end, he's going to talk about the big concert of the year, even with rain, 60,000 people in Central Park. And our own Abby went on stage in front of 60,000 people. I want to hear from her, not yet, in just a few minutes, exactly how that felt. Can you imagine if you've never, ever been on stage with 60,000 people watching you? It's got to be, I don't know, did she pee her pants? We'll find out in a second. let's get into sound with Garrett. Garrett, what's going on?
Let's start with music with Sabrina Carpenter. She sold out Madison Square Garden last night in her song Nonsense. You know, she ad-libbed some stuff, so at the beginning of the song, she decided to talk about New York City Mayor Adams.
Damn, what now? Should we talk about how I got the mayor indicted, or...
There you go.
I guess when you go city to city doing your show, like, what's the big headline there? I got to talk about this.
Yep.
Oh, the mayor indicted. Okay, go.
We were just talking about Hurricane Helene, and in Atlanta, there was a Fox meteorologist who was doing a report on the street and noticed a woman who needed help. And typically, we see these clips where the reporter just keeps on talking to the camera. The reporter actually, the meteorologist actually stopped the report to help the woman out.
911, they're coming. You're good. You're good. Oh, man, it's a situation. We will get back to you in a little bit. I'm going to go see if I can help this lady out a little bit more, you guys. I'll be back.
Are you guys okay?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we put her in the car. She was cold. I gave her my shirt. Her husband's going to pick her up. The fire truck came. They're good. Everyone's good. So let's get back to it.
All right. Wow. I like him. He's good.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about an inspirational art teacher. So she was giving a little speech to her class to motivate them during a lesson she was doing, and she said, hey, repeat after me. So if you're listening, why don't you repeat after this art teacher?
It don't gotta be perfect.
It don't gotta be perfect.
It just gotta be done.
It just gotta be done.
Let's not be hard on ourselves along the way.
Let's not be hard on ourselves along the way.
Be gentle.
Be gentle.
Cause life's hard enough.
Cause life's hard enough.
After all.
This is just a painting.
This is just a painting.
There's greater things in life. To be stressed out about.
I love her.
There you go.
All awesome.
Right. So remember the movie Cocaine Bear that came out a little while ago?
Yes.
So tomorrow on Amazon drops this movie. It's called Crackoon.
Yes.
Oh my God, this is for Gandhi. You yes. love raccoons. Would you love a raccoon in your life?
I'll have to find out.
All right.
Here's the trailer.
What the hell is that?
It's probably a bear or something.
It ain't no bear. I think I know what it is.
I am telling you, it's a killer raccoon, okay?
Raccoon.
Raccoon. There
All
you go.
All raccoons are a little crackoony.
I know. Crackoony.
Crackoony.
All right. And then finally, over the weekend, Saturday in Central Park was the Global Citizen Festival. A lot of performers were there, including Jelly Roll, who was at Central Park for the very first time while he was performing.
I will not let y'all stand alone in the rain, baby. I will stand here with you the rest of this set. That's my word. We will get in this together tonight. My name is Jason Jelly Roll D. Ford. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. This is my first time in Central Park in my life.
That was a cool moment right there.
Love him.
And then also, Chris Martin was on this on the schedule to perform, and then he said, hey, I have a special guest. Ed Sheeran came out, and then they performed a medley of hits together.
How cool. What a show. Every year. Every year, Global Citizen does this. Listen to this.
When that you up on a lot of people right there.
And that's think. You know what? It's all about ending extreme poverty around the world. I think they generated about $1 billion in commitments on this concert alone at Central Park. Now, so our own Josh Martinez, who works here at Z100, we love Josh, right?
Yep.
He needed to go out on stage in front of 60,000 people, and Abby, our Abby, went out with him. Now, I know you, this is not your first rodeo, but is this the first time you've ever stood on a stage in front of 60,000 people? What was that like?
Yeah, unsettling. It was cool, but I was trying really hard not to look at everybody. I was just looking at Josh and following him and doing what I need to do. But I looked like a stage mom because I'm just like following him around with my phone.
What were you doing? Like, what were you doing on the stage with him?
Just there to capture content for him. And so he told me, I didn't realize I'd be going out with him. I thought I'd be like side stage. And he was like, no, just follow me. Just like stay a little bit behind me. And I was like, oh, God. Okay.
So oh you didn't gosh. Even look over at the 60,000 people to your left?
I really, I was like dissociating a little. I was just trying to pretend like they weren't there.
You know what? I will tell you, and I'm sure everyone here will agree, you know, if you go on stage at
Central Park, 60,000 people in the audience, or you go on stage at the Garden at our Jingle Ball concert, which we do every year, it's not unsettling at all. It's only if you're in front of like 7 people you get nervous.
Totally.
Does that make sense to you,
yes.
Danielle and Gandhi?
Yeah,
100%.
Absolutely. Small rooms, the worst. Giant crowds, I'm like, yeah, they're not looking at me.
Yeah, that's fair. I was just afraid.
Did you get to see any of the concert? Did you get to see anything cool backstage with all the stars hanging out?
We weren't allowed most places.
Oh, right. Wait, he was the host. What do you mean he wasn't allowed most places?
We were able to stay on side stage for part of it. We got to see Hugh Jackman come off stage, which was really cool.
Nice.
But yeah, other than that, it was just we got to see the performances that everyone else got to.
Did you yell at Hugh Jackman? You listen to us. You.
I should have. I really should have. I'm so
Danielle
sorry.
Danielle would have. That's I why she's have. Not allowed. She's not allowed backstage. You know, it was a rainy day. Obviously, the rain was off and on, and misting this and that. And that part of Central Park, that's the Great Lawn. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a massive lawn. It's grass. And so there's a lot of damage that happens every year when they do the Global Citizen Concert or any concert on the Great Lawn.
Yeah.
But because of the rain, they're going to be fully repaid. The city is going to have no costs whatsoever.
Wow. Oh, that's cool.
To get the grass growing again. I think that's very fascinating. Awesome. Yeah. There you go. We love Global Citizen. Anyway, thank you so much. Abby, our superstar.
Yes,
Gandhi.
Abby, did you take advantage and take a selfie of yourself up there in front of the 60,000 people?
No, I was pretending like it wasn't happening.
No, Abby, no.
Take sure it didn't happen.
Abby always wants to be behind the scenes. She is not being in front of the scenes person.
No, like, don't look at me, please, especially that many people. But there's a photo that Global Citizen's captured of Josh Martinez that I'm, like, kind of in, where I'm just holding my phone.
That counts.
There you go.
That counts.
There you go. All right. We love our Abby. Thank you, Abby. There she is. She's a superstar now. Star of screen and stage. And wow, you got an EGOT on the way, I'm sure, after this.
By the way, when you close your eyes and listen to Abby, she kind of sounds like Sabrina Carpenter to me.
Oh, what? That's so nice.
Yeah,
I can't sing like her. I wish that I could.
Can you imagine if Sabrina Carpenter went out on stage and didn't want to know that anyone was watching her?
Don't look
like
at me.
Abby. You know, it was, a week ago, less than a week ago, Friday, it was 4 days ago, we announced three of our favorite, the only Jingle Ball concerts you need to be paying attention to, and that's Z100's Jingle Ball in New York, Q102's Jingle Ball in Philly, and of course, Miami's Jingle Ball, Y100's Jingle Ball, all presented by Capital One. And you know, one of our performers, who I just loved, I love her song, Trashy, or Nasty, not Trashy, sorry. I'm thinking of something else, don't ask. Tinashe, she's playing Y100's Jingle Ball, is she not?
Yes, she is.
Someone could say yes.
Yes, she is.
Can I hear it? Amen. Yes.
Amen.
I love Nasty. I want to play it. Tinashe, just one of our many superstars out on our stages for Jingle Ball. It's going to be a great, great season.
Acting a nasty girl, nasty. Acting a nasty girl, nasty. Acting a nasty girl, nasty. Acting a nasty, nasty, nasty. Is somebody going to match my freak? Is somebody going to match my freak? Is somebody going to match my nasty? I got stamina, they say I'm an athlete. Is somebody going to match my freak? Like that. Acting a nasty girl.
nasty, I've been a nasty girl. Nasty, I've been a nasty, nasty, nasty. If you keep up with me, I'll keep on coming back. If you do it too good, I'm gonna get attached. 'Cause it feels like heaven when it hurts so bad. Baby, put it on me. I like it just like that. Yeah, just like that.
More minutes of Elvis Duran in the morning show?
Good God, how do we cram all these people in one room?
The 15-Minute Morning Show Podcast, an extra 15 minutes of Elvis. Listen on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Do you ever wonder where your favorite foods come from?
Like, what's the history behind bacon-wrapped hot dogs?
Hi, I'm Eva Longoria.
Hi, I'm Maite Gomez-Rejon.
Our podcast, Hungry for History, is back.
And this season, we're taking an even bigger bite
out of the most delicious food and its history.
There's a mention of blood sausage in Homer's Odyssey that dates back to the 9th century B.C.
B.C.? Listen to Hungry for History on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search Hungry for History and start listening.
She got a
why I love her.
They're at C100.
Judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise I'm not too different. And everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let them out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture. And everyone rolls their eyes, yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Please, 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 don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is one thing, my ego's another. I beg you, don't embarrass me, mother. Maybe just stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice. And we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding, but really, really.
Sitting around talking about movies and documentaries and things we're dying to see. And what about you, Danielle? What are you so excited to see?
I cannot wait to see Wicked.
Oh,
on
hell
the
yeah.
Big screen.
Oh, my God. That's going to be great.
November 22nd. I'm like counting it down. There's so much merch out there for it, too, that I'm trying not to buy things. It's like, there's such cute stuff. So, yeah.
What about you, Gandhi?
I cannot wait for this weekend because Folie à Deux, the new Joker movie, is coming out with Gaga. I can't wait. I think Joker is hands down the best origin story of any villain ever. Mm. It was done so well. It's so good. So I can't wait for this one.
Well, yeah, Daniel's excited mostly about Lady Gaga,
right? I can't wait to see the Gaga.
Hey, when is Superman? You know, the Christopher Reeve story coming out.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, that's out on television soon. Streaming.
Yeah, somewhere. I got to figure this out. Someone I know saw it and said it was just unbelievably incredible. Hmm. I would like to try that. So I'll get the date.
Release it looks date like is October 10th.
Okay, so it's not that far away. Mm-mm, I love that. Has anyone watched Mr. McMahon?
No.
On Netflix?
I started it. I did not get all the way through. But it was pretty interesting.
I do want to see that. Mm-hmm. We watched Will and Harper last night on Netflix.
That?
We loved it.
Oh,
really?
Of course, Will Ferrell, when he started with Saturday Night Live years ago as a cast member and a writer, there was a writer there he became very good friends with. Very, very good friends with. And they've been just best friends over the years. I'm not giving too much away. He received an email from his friend saying, by the way, I am currently transitioning into becoming a woman.
Huh.
And so Will's like, okay, I never knew this was a part of his life, you know? They connected. They ended up traveling across the country together, the two of them in their car, in a truck, an old Jeep Wagoneer, whatever it was. And the stories that they tell and the things they get into, as his friend is now, of course, living as a woman named Harper. And, of course, they're going into these crazy Oklahoma honky-tonks. And they were doing some wild things just, you know, just to, like, reconnect with each other as best friends and talk about the whole journey that Harper is on. It was very touching. It definitely was a tender film.
I want to see that.
So that is Will and Harper.
Hmm.
Yes, Scary?
I cannot wait for the film Saturday Night, which is about Saturday Night Live and the first night in 1975, right before they went on the air, and all the events that led up to that night.
I think it came out in limited release this past weekend.
Oh, I thought it was coming up in October, about a week and a half from now.
Yeah. Okay, well, if it's in limited release, it'll be fully released.
I cannot wait for it.
That's going to be interesting. Can I tell you, this is how old I am, I was a little kid sitting on the living room floor at my parents' house the first night Saturday Night Live appeared on NBC.
Wow.
And usually on Saturday night, my mom and dad would go to bed, and I would watch Saturday Night Wrestling. Don't ask.
Okay.
I mean, it was the Von Erich brothers. I had to watch. Anyway, so for some reason, I ended up on Channel 4 in Dallas, which was the NBC affiliate, and they said, you know, they did this weird skit. And this guy falls and says his name is Chevy Chase, and they're live from New York. It's Saturday night. And I was like, what is this? And so what year was that?
1975.
Wow.
Okay, so I was 11 years old.
Wow.
So I was a little kid watching, and it was dirty. I mean, they got away with stuff on that show that I'm, what? And I was hooked. That was the very first night it was on. I can't wait to see that movie, too.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool. I'm in. Danielle has this obsession.
Uh-oh.
There are websites and places you can go to buy unclaimed luggage from airports.
Oh my gosh, have you guys not seen these?
Well, I've heard about it, but I've never dug into it like apparently you've done.
And the problem is once you watch one, like, you know, they kind of give you more because it's, you know, whatever your algorithm
are
they
shows?
Is or whatever.
What is it?
No, it's like people who go and do this. It's their own personal, like, Instagram pages or TikTok page or whatever.
Okay, okay,
and
all
they
right.
go out and they this is what they do. They go, they get unclaimed luggage from, like, an airport. They pay a certain amount of money for the luggage. And then it's like unboxing. So they unbox the piece of luggage. And sometimes it's a brand new, beautiful piece of luggage. And then inside, sometimes they find great stuff. And then they, like, resell stuff. But there's also boxes from Amazon, like returns from Amazon.
Oh, like the pallets.
Right, the pallets. Oh. They buy those. And sometimes some of these people were getting, like, watches worth so much money. I'm like, dude, this is crazy.
You're going to start doing it, aren't
you? My heart was palpitating. I don't have the patience for it. But
People don't go through this luggage before they put it on the market to sell?
No,
so
I guess not.
So there's no telling?
I don't know how it works, but it was all wrapped up in, like, plastic.
Well, I just bought a suitcase full of heroin with a street value of $5 million. Okay.
Or, like, if someone's coming back from a trip, is there dirty underwear in there?
Yes. No thanks. There probably is. Sometimes they find a coat. This woman got this ridiculously expensive coat. She's like, oh, look at this. Someone ordered this coat and they never opened it. Like, this package is that people just, I don't know if it goes unclaimed or unreturned. And she's like, oh, and she opened it up. It was like this really expensive down jacket that, like, someone just never picked up. And she bought it for, like, less than half the price. I'm like, what? What is this? Sometimes you get crap, obviously.
Of course you should.
Yeah.
You should. But I'm assuming you can Google and you can find how to buy this unclaimed luggage.
Oh, yeah.
What entity sells it?
I don't know, but you can
TSA?
Google it. Maybe.
I don't
is
know.
It TSA?
Right.
I don't know. Someone tell us who knows all about this.
And I know we had talked about buying pallets from the Amazon pallets, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, how do you get those?
I don't know.
There's a way you can sign up. Somebody told us because they were doing it. Yeah.
I don't really want to know because I'm worried that I might sign up. I just want to watch the video.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you complain about your life being so full of crap you can't get rid of,
I know.
The last thing you need to be doing is doing these things.
Right, you do know. But apparently they make a lot of money because they resell a lot of the items and they make a lot of money. They make their money back. I mean, obviously you get a lot of crap sometimes that you just don't know. But, yeah. There's one girl in England. She goes around to different tag sales and like car boot sales. That's what they call garage sales.
Right.
And
right.
She gets some good stuff that people don't even realize is worth so much money. She resells it.
I drive by all these yard sales in my neighborhood, especially during the summer. And I look and I'm like, should I? No. Because I don't need more crap.
Exactly.
Yep.
And there you have it. Thanks, Danielle.
That's weird.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
USA's Scare Tactics is a reboot by Jordan Peele and Monkey Paw Productions of a prank show so scary it's funny, making unsuspecting people the main characters of their own horror films. And then we all laugh. Scare Tactics series premiere Friday, October 4th at 10, 9 central on USA.
Don't be scared. It's Halloween season, and the free iHeartRadio app has everything you need to make it a scream. Commercial-free Halloween radio. Custom playlists like Disney Halloween hits.
I'm rotten to the core.
And spooky podcasts like Dream Sequence.
They're just dreams.
Just open the free iHeartRadio app, search Halloween,
and listen now.
iHeartRadio, free never sounded so good.
iHeartRadio.